Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Monday brand new week. Big weekend. Don't know what you did over the weekend, but politically a big weekend. We have yet another presidential wannabe vying for the Democrat nomination. I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's too little, too late. He's spending $37 million over the next couple of weeks to begin what he calls a national political campaign. And I want you to hear the ad. It's a 60-second ad that Mike Bloomberg, he's not going by Michael anymore. It's Mike Bloomberg. And this is his approach to this race that begins today, by the way, in Virginia. He is on the stump in Virginia today. He will be here in Nevada because he is going to be dealing with, he's not going to deal with Iowa or New Hampshire, but he is going to be coming directly to places like Virginia and, yes, to Nevada. Here is his 60-second ad. This is Mike Bloomberg.
He could have just been the middle-class kid who made good, but Mike Bloomberg became the guy who did good. After building a business that created thousands of jobs, he took charge of a city still reeling from 9/11. A three-term mayor who helped bring it back from the ashes, bringing jobs and thousands of affordable housing units with it. After witnessing the terrible toll of gun violence, he helped create a movement to protect families across America and stood up to the coal lobby and this administration to protect this planet from climate change. And now he's taking on him. To rebuild a country and restore faith in the dream that defines us, where the wealthy will pay more in taxes and the middle class get their fair share. Everyone without health insurance can get it, and everyone who likes theirs keep it. And where jobs won't just help you get by, but get ahead. And on all those things, Mike Bloomberg intends to make good. Jobs creator, leader, problem solver. Mike Bloomberg for president.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, and I approve this message.
Okay. There you have Michael Bloomberg, Mike Bloomberg now. He's just an everyday billionaire. My question is, how is he going to, first of all, he's not raising any money. He's not going to be able to get on the stage for these debates. I mean, you know that. Secondly, that's first and foremost. He's not going to be on the debate stage. December 19th, I believe it is. December 19th. And how he's going to make an impression, I don't know. $37 million ad buy that's going to run for a couple of weeks. He is hoping that will get him into the fray, so to speak. Heidi Heitkamp is and this is cut four, by the way. Former senator from North Dakota, talking head now on cable news, and was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, talking about the trouble ahead for Democrats in primary states, and was on This Week with, let's see, who was with her? This is Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey. Here it is.
Heidi Heitkamp, this Marquette University poll out of Wisconsin, that for the first time, and this is a flip from the summer and from the early fall, showing President Trump in that key state of Wisconsin beating every single major Democrat.
Yeah, I think that Marquette is the real deal, and I think they better start paying attention. And it goes back to how broad is your message? How much are you reaching out? How much making it about the people who you want to serve? And one of the problems that we have is we're now in impeachment land, and there's very little discussion about what's going to change for people in the real world. And impeachment itself is not a discussion about what does this mean for me. It just seems more of Washington dysfunction, more of what the rancor that people absolutely hate.
But you heard what Senator Klobuchar just said there. That may be. But the Democrats have a duty if they see this evidence of what they consider an impeachable offense, they have to go forward.
But the problem that they have is that they fail to make it about the people. They keep making it about Donald Trump. The people know, they've made the judgment that this person is probably not a very moral person, not a very competent person, but quit making it about Trump and start making it about
George,
the people.
George, two major themes of the Democratic campaign so far are impeachment. And they're going to go into every one of those Wisconsin building trades households, which are going to be a lot of those swing voters. And they're going to say, and we're taking away your health care, too. Mm-hmm. Those are the two major messages.
Well, that's
Medicare
not,
for
no.
all.
That, yeah,
but that's the, those are the headlines.
No,
but George, those are the headlines that have come out of this. When you look at the big stories, name me the big Biden initiative, right? There's not a big Biden initiative, and that's part of his problem. Name me the big Buttigieg initiative. There isn't one. The only big initiative that's gotten a big headline in the Democratic primary so far, is Medicare for All. Here's what Donald Trump's going to do. He's going to go into Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and into those building trade union halls and say, you like your health care? Well, they're going to take it away from you, and it's deadly for them.
Governor, with all due respect, at the Second District, the Second Circuit comes out and invalidate Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, then Donald Trump is going to have to explain how he's going to provide health care to the millions of Americans who will lose their coverage and those with pre-existing conditions. Low. What's coming out of the Democratic primary today is concerning to many Democrats because we don't have a unified party yet. We're still debating big issues. The race is still fluid, and that's why people like Deval Patrick and Michael Bloomberg believe that they can come in and save the day. This is going to be an interesting race, George, because in 2 months, the folks in Iowa, they're going to stand up on one cold, wintry night. We've been there, and they're going to decide, and that's going to get the ball rolling. The problem is, can Bloomberg keep some momentum going when the press attention is going to be on the win of Iowa, the win of New Hampshire, and whatever else comes afterwards?
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
I just love that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you know, it's amazing. And by the way, that Heidi Heitkamp clip, I'm going to bring that to you again later in the show. Because there's a political point to be made that when you see Democrats, even from places like North Dakota, and they're a little more conservative, they're a little less wonkish, if you will. When you see Democrats talking that way about other Democrats, that tells me that they've got problems. And they know they've got problems. And that's why they have put such an emphasis on impeachment, because they know that in the current climate, the current political climate, they can't win in 2020. They simply cannot do it. That's the bottom line. And that's why you've got people like Michael Bloomberg coming out of the woodwork. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Adam Schiff disagrees with Jerry Nadler. So we have the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee disagreeing with the House Judiciary Committee chair. Is there trouble in paradise brewing? We'll talk about that more coming up. It is Monday. It is live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Folks, some of you have asked me, what's in the MyPillow radio listener specials over at MyPillow.com? Well, let me tell you. Buy one, get one free MyPillow premium pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. You can save 30% and get free shipping. And of course, I have both of those on my bed, both the Giza Dreams sheets and the MyPillow premium pillows. Mattress toppers, save 30%. If you travel a lot, here's something for you. Roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. Body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need a MyPillow body pillow. If you've got an older pet that you dearly love, dog beds as low as $19.99. Stadium cushions, perfect time of the year for that, with football kicking up. All these are specials along with the regular warranties. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mike Lindell loves you.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Mount Wheeler Power is happy to bring back the Santa's Elves program, which has been in place now for more than 20 years. It's intended to help families who are struggling financially with the additional expense of the holiday season. The program is not government funded. We rely on the generosity of our community to buy coats, clothing, toys, or donate financially. Stop by our Ely office on Great Basin Highway to pick up an ornament. Mount Wheeler Power staff has hung ornaments on the lobby tree, each with a toy wished for by a child in the program. All gifts should be returned unwrapped by December 6th. These toys and gifts will be given to a child who would otherwise have gone without this holiday season. We also accept cash donations as well as new board games and books. The joy of the holiday is giving to others. Your kindness is greatly appreciated. Thank you, and Merry Christmas from Mount Wheeler Power, your local energy cooperative, powering your future.
You're listening to the official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights NHL hockey team. Pre-game begins tonight at 5, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
The best there is, was, forever will be.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Sterling Credit Group. You know, in just 90 days, the folks at Sterling Credit Group can repair your credit score and repair your life. And they back up that claim with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Sterling Credit Group. Do it right now. 833-91-LEND-1. That's 833-91-LEND-1. Or check them out at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance. I promised I'd let you to hear the difference of opinion, let's say, between Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, they are the committee that will ultimately end up handling impeachment in the House of Representatives. They will develop the articles of impeachment. And Adam Schiff, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, which
gritty,
has been...
scum-sucking, pencil neck geek.
Well, that too. That too. Adam Schiff is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. They've been doing the investigation into impeachment. But I want you to listen, because this was with, where was this? State of the Union with Jake Tapper over the weekend yesterday. And it turns out that Adam Schiff disagrees with Jerry Nadler in a very fundamental way. Here it is.
So your committee will come up with a report and then send it to the House Judiciary Committee. Your counterpart there is Congressman Jerry Nadler, Chairman Jerry Nadler, Democrat of New York. Take a listen to what he had to say just before he took over the chairmanship, laying out his standard for impeachment.
You don't want half the country to say to the other half the next 30 years, we won the election, you stole it from us. You have to be able to think before, at the beginning of the impeachment process, that the evidence is so clear of offenses so grave that once you've laid out all the evidence, a good fraction of the opposition voters will reluctantly admit to themselves they had to do it. Otherwise, you have a partisan impeachment which would tear the country apart.
I understand you think the evidence is there. But do you think you have reached that level of a good fraction of the opposition reluctantly admitting that you have to proceed with impeachment?
Well, you know, there's certainly a number of leading Republican voices outside the Congress that are saying that this is impeachable conduct. And you can now add former Senator and former Secretary Chuck Hagel to the list. So there's a growing list of people, opinion leaders in that category. But as I mentioned before, at the end of the day, we have to decide what our constitutional duty is, even if our colleagues in the GOP and Congress have decided they're more committed to the person of the president than their constitutional duty. We're going to still have to do our duty. And
even if it costs you support, Democratic support in the House of Representatives, ultimately you could lose the House, even if it means it actually makes President Trump stronger. Take a look at this poll, because public support hasn't really changed. And nationally, there's a narrow majority in support of impeachment. But in the battleground states, it's different. A new poll out this week shows a majority of Wisconsin voters. That's a key state that Democrats need to win in 2020. 53% oppose impeaching the president and removing him from office. 40% support it. I don't know that the American people, especially in the battleground states, are where Chairman Nadler said they need to be.
Well, look. You know, the public support for impeachment has grown fairly dramatically in the last 2 months. So whether it is now essentially at a plateau or whether it will continue to grow or shrink, I don't think is really the question we should be asking. I think in the first instance, we should be asking, what's our constitutional duty here? And if we decide our duty is to impeach, then we need to make the case to the American people, and we have to hope that we will be successful in making that case. But this shouldn't be driven by what we think helps us in 2020 or hurts us in 2020. There are no good arguments by commentators in either direction. I don't think that's the question I should be asking myself. And as I mentioned in my closing statement the other day, Jake, what brought me from an opponent of going down the road to impeachment into someone who felt it was necessary that we do this inquiry is the fact that the day after Bob Mueller testified about Donald Trump's invitation to the Russians to intervene, his willingness to make use of it in his campaign, the lies that he told about it, and the obstruction of justice in terms of the investigation into it, the day after that, Jake, Donald Trump was back on the phone asking yet another foreign leader, Zelensky, for yet more foreign help in another election. And I don't think we can turn away from that if there is not some deterrent, even if it doesn't mean that the Republicans provide the kind of support for the Constitution that they should. If there isn't some deterrent, we can darn well be sure this president will commit even more egregious acts in the months ahead.
The clown show may not be over. Adam Schiff yesterday said he has not closed the door on more hearings. I mean, they got to end this thing eventually, don't they? Yeah. I'm just telling you. I don't know where the investigation ends. Now, one of the things we like to do, we keep an eye on stuff that's really funny. I don't know if you caught this Saturday night. Saturday Night Live did a spoof on the MSNBC debate, which, by the way, was funny in and of itself. Okay. But I want you to see Woody Harrelson spoofing last week's MSNBC debate. Here it is.
As many of you know, a lot of my opponents like to throw the word socialist around for me. But let me ask you, is it fair that only the top 2% often get a free biscotti with their coffee? We will all love a free biscotti. You dip it, you dunk it, it's delicious. So if that's socialism, sign me up. Tell me this. Is it fair that when the top 2% want to turn off the lights in their bedroom, all they have to do is clap? They got the clapper. Shouldn't we all have clappers? Either everybody has a clapper or nobody has a clapper. And that's the America I want to live in.
Vice President Joe Biden.
The hearings have made it clear. Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee. Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be the nominee. Nobody in America wants me to be the nominee. But I am confident that I can win the election in 2016.
I just love that. That was Woody Harrelson doing the vice president. Larry David was Bernie Sanders. I thought that was pretty clever. And it wasn't the opening deal. It was just a spoof on the MSNBC debate, and it was classic. Coming up on the show, more from Adam Schiff. What is the timetable? Like, should we set a place at the table for impeachment on Thursday? What about for Christmas, over the river and through the woods, from Kavanaugh's house we go? Should that include a stop for impeachment? We'll talk about that more coming up. Stick around, more to do. It is Monday, brand new week. It is a short work week for most of us. We'll talk about that too as we continue live and local.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been asked to resign, and there's three different reasons as to why. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he asked Spencer to leave because he bypassed chain of command and talked with the White House to quietly resolve Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's demotion. President Trump is tweeting that large cost overruns contributed to Spencer's firing. Spencer himself has released a letter. He says he was fired because of his refusal to follow an order that he thought would violate good order and discipline, saying it was unethical. Some winter weather is forecast for this weekend in the Midwest and Northeast. AAA's Jeanette Casolano.
We recommend leaving any day other than Wednesday. Wednesday is definitely going to be the worst, especially between the 2 and 7 p.m. time period, depending on which city you're in.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a Green New Deal. I'll tax you till you squeal. Gonna change the nation because it's an abomination. Are you getting this, Anderson?
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. This, and by the way, this comes at a time when America is making its feelings known in key battleground states. Everybody's wondering, though, what's going to happen with impeachment. And I don't pretend to know, other than I'm fairly certain that the House will vote. They will put up a vote to send this to the Senate. And of course, when you send it to the Senate, that means that the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to be Lindsey Graham. My guess is he's going to want to speak to Hunter Biden, maybe Joe Biden. Who knows? Anyway, what is the timetable? Here is Adam Schiff on with Jake Tapper on State of the Union yesterday about the timetable for impeachment. Here it is.
Just a couple housekeeping questions in terms of what's going to happen next. How much time does the House Intelligence Committee need to complete the report? Will it be released by the time Congress returns in early December, for example?
You know, we'll take the time that's necessary, and we're at work on compiling that report right now. But again, we have continued to learn more information every day, and I think that's going to continue. So we may have to file addendums to that report. We may have other depositions and hearings to do. But because the evidence is already overwhelming and uncontested, we want to provide that to the Judiciary Committee to make sure that we protect the country in the election that's yet to come.
Do you think it's possible that there will be other parts of the articles of impeachment that do not have to deal with Ukraine? I know that this is just, let me put it a different way. If it were up to you, and I guess it's up to Chairman Nadler and the Judiciary Committee, but if it were up to you, would the articles of impeachment, should they be written, focus only on Ukraine?
Well, within our committee, what we're focused on is obviously the constellation of issues around Ukraine, as well as the blanket obstruction of Congress vis-a-vis the Ukraine investigation. Now, there's been more obstruction of Congress that goes beyond Ukraine. There's also the obstruction of justice that Mueller wrote about so extensively. And there are other violations of the Constitution that we will need to consider. I'm not at this point, Jake, prepared to say what I'll recommend.
And ultimately, if only Democrats vote to impeach the President, President Trump, and Republicans and maybe a couple Democrats do not vote to impeach him, vote against that, doesn't that suggest that this is a partisan impeachment? Wouldn't that hurt the credibility of the impeachment that only Democrats vote to support it?
I think what it will mean if we decide that we cannot accept this kind of conduct in the President of the United States, and the Republicans decide that because of the President's party, or because they're afraid of a primary, for whatever reason, they cannot vote to support impeachment, I think it'll mean a failure by the GOP to put the country above their party. And it will have very long-term consequences if that's where we end up. And if not today, I think Republican members in the future, to their children and their grandchildren, will have to explain why they did nothing in the face of this deeply unethical man who did such damage to the country.
President Nixon resigned rather than be impeached. He was never actually impeached by the House. It was going through the process and he resigned before it could happen. Do you think President Trump should resign?
Well, I certainly think that he's committed the most grievous misconduct. I have no illusions about Donald Trump doing what's right for the country or what's best for the country. That's never been where he's coming from. What my Republican colleagues, I think, need to decide and to search their own conscience about is, why was it that in the past Republicans were willing to put country first? Why were there people like Howard Baker then but not now? I would hope that there will be Republicans who will be willing to step forward and say, whatever the political consequences, if this was Barack Obama had done this, they would have voted to impeach him in a heartbeat with a fraction of the evidence. It shouldn't matter this is a Republican president. I hope to hell, Jake, if this had been a Democratic president, I would be among those leading the way and saying we need to seriously consider impeaching this president.
Shut up, you bum! Shut up!
Yeah, sure. Like I believe that. One thing you can believe is there is a winter storm watch remaining in effect from late tomorrow night through late Wednesday night. And this is nothing to screw around with. Heavy snow possible. Valley snow, accumulations 5 to 10 inches possible, with 10 to 20 inches in the mountains and over the higher elevation and summits. Southerly winds of 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. That's like blizzard whiteout conditions. Where, you ask? Okay, this is White Pine County. And by the way, snow has already begun in White Pine. There is snow on the ground right now in Ely. Southern Lander County and southern Eureka County, northwestern Nye County, and northeastern Nye County. And that's from late Tuesday night through late Wednesday night as well. And travel could be very, very difficult This is going to be nasty stuff. So a winter storm watch means there is a potential for significant snow, sleet, or ice accumulations that may impact travel. So continue to monitor this radio station, this Nevada talk station, for the very latest. But again, just to give you the aware, White Pine County, Southern Lander County, Southern Eureka County, Northwestern Nye County, and Northeastern Nye County. So Northwestern and Northeastern Nye County will be a part of this as well. A reminder that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Health insurance open enrollment is here. Are you ready? Well, let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation of your health care options. No matter where you are listening, call right now, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And make that call right now, regardless of where you live. Whether you live in SoCal or the Rurals or Northern Nevada, in Ely, in Battle Mountain, in Amargosa Valley, doesn't matter. Make the call right now, 702-396-9449. What the decisions you make right here, right now, can impact the kind of health care coverage you're going to have on January 1 of 2020. So make sure you get that taken care of. When we come back, Kellyanne Conway went nuts yesterday on, where was this? Fox? No, I'm sorry. This was Face the Nation. Face the Nation with the Margaret Brennan. And I must say, it was one of the more civilized interviews that Kellyanne Conway does. No, it was two professional women defending their positions, asking tough questions, and giving tough answers. We will get to that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is a short work week. And just to give you a quick thumbnail sketch of what, well, it's a short work week for some of us. Wyatt Cox works 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. He's never off the clock. Wyatt Cox is just always there. And by the way, we'll tell you some of the other stuff that's going to be coming up on many of these stations for the holidays. Oh, man, I love the holidays. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
Let's speak together. Loving you.
You gotta love it. Great to have you with us. This is the Monday edition of Live and Local Now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year where you can actually do something about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they are not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. This is a new website. New web address. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. There you have it. Okay, I promised I would let you hear from Kellyanne Conway. And Kellyanne Conway makes a lot of sense. And in fact, to be really honest about it, she is willing to go where a lot of people don't want to go, and that is into the belly of the beast. Going in yesterday, for instance, to CBS News, is there a more desolate, more liberal place on the planet than going to CBS News? But Kellyanne Conway was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation and continued to espouse the position that the president, President Trump, has broken no laws.
The president has said he wants a trial in the Senate, but then others at the White House say they're not even sure Democrats will move ahead with impeachment. What exactly are you preparing for?
We're preparing for both eventualities, and here's why, Margaret. If it does go to a trial in the Senate, and that is not certain right now, you've got a lot of Democrats wringing their hands that they did not see, as Will Hurd, a moderate Republican who's retiring this year, said he did not see overwhelming, compelling, clear and convincing evidence. Many of those Democrats, especially the ones who represent the 31 Trump-Pence districts from 16, they have to go back home and say, I know I promised to lower your drug prices. I know I promised to keep this great economy going on. I know I promised trade deals like USMCA, but we're busy impeaching a president, and they're getting blowback for that. So I think for those Democrats, it's not completely certain yet. Some of them have actually gone on the record saying, I'm not there yet. I have to see what the articles say and what the report is. But we know what they didn't see, this over 12 witnesses and 2 weeks of testimony in over 30 hours. They didn't hear anybody say, when they were asked, bribery, no. Extortion, no. Quid pro quo for the aid, no. Preconditions for a meeting, did the president commit a crime? No, 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 every time. The closest they got to it was Sondland in his prepared remarks saying he thought there was a quid pro quo for a meeting.
Right.
They had the meeting on September 22nd in New York. And also, the aid went to Ukraine earlier than that.
Right.
So they got their aid. They've got javelins and cyber rifles. The Ukrainian policy under President Trump is better than it was previously, and Ukraine has more aid.
So Sondland, you mentioned there, who testified, he laid out a few different things there. But I'm wondering, you know, he serves the pleasure of the president. Is he going to keep his job despite testifying against him?
He flew right back to Brussels, Belgium. I don't know that he testified against the president. Again, I need to remind the viewers that when Ambassador Sondland was asked by Adam Schiff, who I guess was waiting for a different response, so the quid pro quo was for the aid, and Sondland said no, the quid pro quo was for a meeting or a statement. Ambassador Volker separately testified they abandoned the whole idea of making a statement to focus on the aid. That was very smart because Ukraine got its aid. Margaret, we simply can't impeach and remove a democratically elected president from office because you didn't beat him, and they didn't beat him in 2016. They haven't a clue how to beat him in 2020. They don't much like him. And I think that if there is a Senate trial, we'll be able to, that'll be more familiar to most Americans. This process is unfamiliar to them, where the president can't even
witnesses.
Have, there'll be witnesses. The president couldn't even have his own attorneys in there. That's not very fair to the quote defendant. But I think defense will go on offense if there is a Senate trial, and we'll be able to call witnesses, we'll be able to challenge their witnesses, produce other evidence, and those witnesses may include the whistleblower, and I would say his attorney, because his attorney, Mark Zaid, had an email or a text 10 days after inauguration saying, the coup begins now, impeachment.
Now, Kellyanne Conway is never afraid to go on shows on CNN. She goes on with Chris Cuomo all the time, and they battle like a bunch of, you know, folks that have been married for 35 years, and they just go at it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I always find it fascinating the way they talk. But I want you to hear Kellyanne Conway with Margaret Brennan, a bit more measured, debating Russian collusion. And this is cut three, by the way. The debating Russian collusion is really not very productive, and certainly not in the best interest of the American people. Listen to this.
We've already spent 2.5 years and $35 million taxpayer dollars for a Mueller report that was produced in March. It was a big bomb. Mueller testimony in July, a bigger bomb. And if we're going to go back to that, I think it exposes what didn't happen on Capitol Hill this week.
But you know that CrowdStrike, that firm that the president keeps bringing up, is based here in the United States. It's a publicly traded firm. It's, in fact, been hired by Republicans that time.
But here's what I would say, and I'm glad you mentioned this, because the July 25th call, Margaret, the transcript of which the whole world has had access to, the president clearly lays out what's on his mind. It's the day after Mueller testifies.
Okay.
And then the president looks at it, it's his turn. He wants to get to the bottom of what happened in 2016, and certainly to avoid that in the future. Look, we have done a great deal in our White House across our administration to secure our elections in the future, and we agree with that. But I also don't want the impeachment process, I don't want members of the mainstream media, which don't include you, to interfere in the 2020 election the way they tried in the 2016 election. She's going to win. He has 0% chance of winning. That's a different kind of interference, and that's dangerous, too. Speaking of the polls very quickly, the independents have totally changed. A month ago, just in late October, they were in favor by 15 points, according to national polls, of impeaching the president. It now has flipped. 49% against, 34% for. So these Democrats who are in charge of the hearings don't represent the swing districts. They have to look at the polls and say, there's no appetite to impeach and remove this president.
And the last word this hour, don't forget, coming up, Victor Jakes, and a candidate for election in CD1 will be coming up a little bit later on in the show. But Victor Jakes coming up top of the hour. The last word's going to go to Andrew Yang.
This Everybody, have fun tonight. Everybody, Wang Chung tonight.
You're so... Wyatt Cox has such a good time. He has such a good time producing this show. Andrew Yang with Anna Cabrera on CNN demanding an apology from no less than MSNBC.
You are with us tonight, but I'd be remiss if I did not mention that you were also invited on MSNBC this weekend, and you turned down that invitation and instead took to Twitter to slam the network, a decision that could be seen as risky during a Democratic primary. We're showing one of those tweets here, which reads in part, was asked to appear on MSNBC this weekend and told them that I'd be happy to after they apologize on air. What exactly do you want an apology for?
Well, Anna, Americans tuned in to the debate earlier this week, and they saw that I got called on less than any other candidate, including candidates that I'm polling higher than. And the questions I did get had virtually nothing to do with the core ideas of my campaign. And if this were an isolated incident, that would be one thing. But if you go back over the last number of months, MSNBC has literally omitted me from over a dozen fundraising and polling graphics, which... It's not about me. It's about the 300,000 plus Americans who've donated to and support my campaign and the millions of Americans who know we need to rewrite the rules of the 21st century economy to work for us. Think about those people donating $10, $20 of their hard-earned money to put a candidate on the stage and then have MSNBC virtually ignore me for 32 minutes or... When they tune into MSNBC to see how we're doing in the polls, it's like I don't exist. And you can go through the records. You can see they've done it to me over and over again. And I'm not the kind of guy who takes offense easily. But at this point, you have to call it like you see it.
Do you think there's a specific reason you're not getting the coverage you feel is fair on a network so popular with the left?
It's a bit of a mystery to me, Anna, and I hope that when they come clean and acknowledge that they have been suppressing and ignoring me and my campaign for months, maybe they'll actually share with us what the rationale is. All I know is that I'm fighting for the American people. I'm here in Iowa. There are... I'm going to say hundreds. I actually lost track. Hundreds of Iowans right behind me, as you can see, who know we need to actually... work on solving the problems that got Donald Trump elected. I have no idea why MSNBC does not want to have this conversation.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
I just love that. Stick around. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. Plus, we'll have all kinds of fun surprises along the way. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is live and local. Now.